Dad, I'm ready to go to the store. Now, is there anything you want me to bring you?
A box of cigars.
Dad.
Good cigars.
Dad, I wish I could. I really do. Yeah. But you know you can't have cigars. Yeah. Now, what else? Anything you'd really like that you can have?
No.
Sure?
I'm sure.
Well, I'll be back in a half hour. Love you.
Yeah. Well, I love you too, Rita. I just hope you'll stay away long enough to let me do this. What now? All right. Hello?
Oh, Mr. Canwell, I'm so sorry to bother you. May I speak to Rita?
No, she's gone out.
Oh, do you know where she went?
Yes, I know where she went.
Well, could you tell me where?
I could.
Well, will you?
Look, she went to the store. Now, Sylvia, do you mind calling back later? I'm right in the middle of something.
Oh, of course. I hope you're feeling better, Mr. Canwell.
Yeah, I will be. Goodbye.
Tell Rita I'll call her back.
Crazy woman. Whole world is full of crazy people. Now, for Pete's sake. Rita? Forgot something. Forgot her keys. All right. I'll be right there. Forgot your... Oh, excuse me.
Mr. Canwell?
Yes?
I've seen your name on the door.
Hey, now, hold on.
Out of my way!
Who do you think you are?
All right, who else is in here?
Get out.
I said, who else is in here?
Nobody. No, by what right do you come barging into my house?
By this right. See?
I see.
And it could go off real, real easy.
What is it you
want? I need
want?
A place to stay a while.
You can't stay here.
What you got here? How many rooms?
Hey, you better find some other place.
Come on. Show me the layout.
I can't. I can't.
What's the matter? Are you sick or something?
Heart. It's my heart.
It's tough. Come on, lead the way.
What do you want?
I told you. You're going to show me the place. Now, come on, move. You got a back door here?
Yes, out through the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. Any side doors?
No.
All right, where does this one lead?
The hall.
Well, okay, come on.
Just two bedrooms and a bathroom. Oh, please, don't jab me with that gun.
Just keep moving, Pop. Who else lives here?
Nobody.
Don't lie to me. Who's the girl who left about 5 minutes ago?
She's my daughter.
When's she due back?
Not for hours. She has a job.
Sure. What kind of a job lets a dame come to work with her hair up in rollers and a cloth tied over them, huh? Huh? Do you think I'm stupid, Pop? Is this her room?
Yes.
And the other bedroom?
It's mine.
Keep a gun handy in there, do you?
I haven't any use for guns.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just have a little look.
I'm telling the truth. We don't keep a gun. No, I wish we did.
Okay. Now, Mr., what's your name again? Oh, yeah. Canwell. Well, you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do. You see, my name is Norm Anthony. Does it ring any bells, huh?
I've got to sit down.
You know who I am, Canwell? Huh? I'm a killer. I did it twice. 3 years ago.
Norman Anthony?
Aha! Right. Well, look, I up and sprung myself last night. Hey, don't you watch TV? It was on TV. All about the big prison break.
Please.
And you know something? I'm not going back. No way. Now, tonight after dark, I'm moving again. But today, I'm your guest. See?
The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. Our story tonight presents an ordeal that could happen, I suppose, to any of us. We answer a knock at our door, and we suddenly find ourselves prisoner in our own home, held captive by a desperado with nothing further to lose. As you'll see, the situation becomes more and more desperate until... But that's our story. It's titled Scorpio Rising, and I'll be right back with the rest of it after this. And now, Scorpio Rising.
Why won't you put that gun away?
Why? Because it scares you.
Oh, I'm certainly no danger to you.
Everybody's a danger to me.
You made it that way.
What do you know?
You could have chosen another way to live.
What? Your way? What's so great about your way? I mean, where'd it get you? This dump? That bum ticker? I'll bet you live on some kind of pension, right?
I haven't been sick all my...
What do you eat off of? Food stamps, right? You got a new car? You got dough? You ain't got nothing.
That's right, I ain't got nothing.
Did you ever have a thrill, old man? I mean, a real thrill? Well, I have. Man, I have, and I'm going to have more. You're going to be hearing about me.
Dad, you all right? I'm home.
What'd you bring home, Goldilocks? Oh, beautiful.
Who is this, Dad? Are you all right?
I'm all right, Rita.
Hey. Walk over here. Yeah. Over here.
You're Norman Anthony.
Hey, right on, baby. Say, you're some foxy lady.
He's just going to stay until nightfall, Rita, and then he's...
Oh, wait a minute now. I don't know. Maybe I'll stay a little longer. Maybe I'll just spend the night.
No.
Dad!
Hey, how'd you know it was me, Rita? Is that your name? Rita?
It was on the news at the store.
With my picture and everything?
Yes. Look, my father has a bad heart. He can't stand any excitement.
Girl, are you trying to play on my sympathies, huh? Don't you know I never had any sympathy? Nobody ever gave me any. Hey, pick up the groceries. You knew who I was right off, didn't you? Now, you see why I have to travel at night. But then, I'm going to change my appearance. Yeah. See, I've been growing this mustache so I could shave it off. And I can change my hair and even my talk if I want to. I'm a twisted genius. And I'm so crazy, I just might shoot you down for the fun of it. Ah. Now, this is a chance to show your good faith, Rita. You go answer the form and see what I'm going to be doing while you're talking. Go on, answer it.
What are you going to be doing?
Go on, and I'll show you. Come on, old man, hand me that sofa pillow.
Yeah.
Here, see? That's my silencer. You say one little thing wrong, foxy lady, and the old man goes bye-bye, and I shoot him right through the pillow.
Oh, please!
Answer it!
Hello?
Rita?
Oh, hello, Sylvia.
Rita, are you all right, dear?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I called because I was just checking in my ephemeris. And, Rita, I don't want to alarm you, but Mars is afflicting your ascendant.
What?
Your ascendant, Rita. You're an Aquarius, and Mars is afflicting. It's a danger sign, dear. You remember I've taught you about that.
Yes, well, I really can't talk now, Sylvia.
Is it your father?
No. He's fine. Very good.
But just try to avoid going out today any more than you have to. Rita, do you have company?
Yes, that's right, Sylvia.
Watch it.
Oh, please. Sylvia, I've got to go.
Call me.
I can't.
Well, then I'll call you. Be very careful, dear.
You know something? You ain't much of an actress, Rita.
How can I be with you pointing that gun at my father?
Who is this Sylvia?
A friend of mine.
She's a wacko.
She's my friend.
She goes in for astrology.
So what?
We don't need any of her mumbo-jumbo right now.
Well, you'd be surprised if...
If what? Well, go on, if what?
If... Well, I was just going to say, you'd be surprised if you knew that she was able to tell I'm in danger.
Is that so? What did she say?
She said Mars is afflicting my ascendant.
That's so? Does it hurt?
Imbecile.
Oh, shut up. Stop your laughing.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Hey, we're all getting a little tense. Yeah, you got something to drink around here, foxy lady?
No.
Come on.
She's telling you the truth. She doesn't drink, and I can't drink.
Some spot I picked.
You're free to leave.
You're funny. Hey, Rita.
Yes?
You ever shaved anybody before?
Shaved anybody? No.
You want to learn?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, I told you I was going to get rid of this mustache. I'm even going to get rid of my hair, for the time being.
I can't shave you.
If you're going to be shaved, You have to do it.
No. I want to keep you both busy. I'll tell you what, Pop. You're going to shave me.
Look,
you got a razor, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, go get a pan of warm water and some shaving cream and the razor.
You can use the bathroom.
No. Bring it right out here in the living room. Or I can watch you. Now, go on. Jeez, what is this?
It's probably Sylvia. She said she'd call me back.
All right. Answer it. That's the same deal as before. It don't mean a thing to me. I killed twice. I'm bound to do it again. And it could be Daddy here.
Don't. Stop it. Hello?
Rita, listen to me.
Sylvia, I cannot talk now.
Rita, you have got to do this. Now listen to me. Answer yes or no. You say you have company. Is the company someone who is threatening you?
No.
Now, Rita, I can help you.
Listen, Sylvia, I really appreciate it, but I just don't have the time to talk with you today. Now, believe me, everything is okay, honestly.
Rita, I worked it out. The danger in your life comes from somebody who was born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpius. Just remember that. Scorpio is rising. And remember this.
I really don't have the time, Sylvia. Goodbye. There. I lied to her. She tried to get me to tell her that there was someone here threatening us, and I said no. You heard me say it. Now, please, take that gun away from his head. We'll hide you. We'll protect you. We'll do anything you say.
Yes. You're falling into line. Yeah. Hey, old man.
Huh?
This daughter of yours is okay. I think I'll just extend my visit a little bit, just for a night. Or maybe two.
Now the final act of Scorpio Rising.
Bring me a mirror.
There's one over the sideboard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, beautiful. Mr. Clean. Nice job, old man. Yeah, your hands were a little shaky, but you didn't nick me once. Now, what do we eat?
I'll go fix something.
You won't forget that I've got my gun on Daddy now, will you?
No. What do you want to eat?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you what. Whatever it is, you fix it in one big bowl.
In one big bowl?
Oh, right. So we all eat from the same bowl, see? I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid. That way you can't poison me. Well, go on, foxy lady. I'm such a weirdo, I might get violent if I don't eat pretty quick.
I'll hurry as fast as I can.
I have some questions.
Sure. Ask me anything.
Now, why do you keep calling yourself crazy?
Well, that's easy. I am crazy. I mean, if you're sane, then I'm crazy. If the whole world's sane, then I want to be crazy.
Do you expect to escape? I mean, permanently?
No. But I'm going to stretch it as far as I can.
When you leave here, our home, what's to prevent us from calling the police and telling them you've been here?
Hey, now that's an original thought. You know, I hadn't even thought about that part of it. Gee, thanks, Pop. I guess you're right. I'll have to make sure you don't call anyone.
Shh. For God's sake, don't let Rita know what you're planning.
Planning? I'm not planning anything. You are. Go on. What do I do before I leave? I mean, to make sure you don't squawk.
Well, unless you really are crazy, you could just tie us up.
Tie you up?
Only I doubt that would satisfy you. Oh, it would work, but it wouldn't quite be your style.
What do you know about my style?
You like guns. I've been watching how you hold that one, the one you've got there.
Well, what about it?
You can't wait to shoot it, can you?
Like I say, I'm crazy.
Maybe you are. Maybe. And maybe we're all crazy. Now, Norman, level with me. You know you'll be found, don't you?
Sure.
And killed.
You got it.
And you're convinced that's how it's going to end up. So you deliberately play it that way, huh? Am I right?
I guess you are. Yeah, I guess you are.
You know how I know that? It's called a death wish.
Hey, lay off that psychiatrist jazz. Hey, foxy lady, hurry up or your old man's going to bore me to death. Hey, Daddy, how bad is your heart trouble?
It's bad enough.
Oh, what's that mean? I mean, how long you got?
I don't know. How long have I got?
Huh?
before you succumb to the temptation and pull that trigger you love so much.
Hey, shut up. Just shut up. Hey, you sure you don't have a bottle around here somewhere? What do you keep in that cabinet?
Nothing.
I'm going to look. Ah. What have we here?
Keep it down. Rita doesn't know anything about that.
Oh, you mean you've been holding out on your own daughter?
Well, she knows I'm not supposed to have liquor. That's why I put that spoon in the glass. I was just about to finish the bottle when you arrived.
I don't understand about the spoon.
So it'll look like medicine, you see?
Yeah. Well, time for my medicine. Is that all you have?
Yeah, it was. Yes, you shouldn't have gulped it. Here, hand me the bottle. I don't want her to know I ever had it.
Okay, old man. Hey, Foxy Lady, let's get a move on in that kitchen, okay?
All right, it's coming.
Hey, that smells like chili.
Yeah, it is. That's another thing I'm not supposed to have.
Here, all in one bowl.
Yeah.
Take a spoon. Help yourself. Here, dish it out into your plate.
No. After you.
All right. Satisfied?
Yeah, okay. I guess I can have some of it. It'll be safe for me to try. That's not so bad. Now, you, old man.
Huh?
He can't have chili. He can't have any spicy food.
Then why'd you make chili?
It was the first thing I came to that was quick.
You like chili, old man?
I used to.
Okay, well, then dig in. Go on.
Huh?
Dad, no!
What's the matter, Foxy Lady? You poisoned the whole bowlful? Are you committing suicide while killing me?
Don't be silly. Go ahead, Dad. Eat it. I'll get some bicarbonate ready.
Hey, luscious. Hey, all right. What's the story on this chili?
What do you mean?
What did you give me?
I don't know what you mean. What's the matter?
How did you do it? Why aren't you sick?
Daddy!
How did you do it?
Pick up his gun, Rita.
You poisoned me. I can't breathe.
What did I give him?
You gave him chili. I gave him digitalis.
Digitalis? Your heart medicine?
Every drop of it.
But how?
This morning I was going to take it myself, mixed with the last of a bottle of whiskey I've been hiding.
Dad!
I just thought I'd put an end to this stupid, drawn-out sickness, give you your freedom and the insurance.
Oh, Dad!
But I'm glad it worked out the way it did. I was just about to swallow it when he came to the door.
Dad, you were going to...
Never mind. Let me get that. Hello?
Mr. Canwell?
Oh, yes, Sylvia.
Is Rita all right? Are you all right? Well, I know you don't put much stock in astrology, but I know Rita is in grave danger today.
Oh, she's out of danger now, Sylvia. She's fine. And so am I, as a matter of fact.
I've cast her chart a second time, Mr. Canwell, and you have to believe me. There could be a killing done by someone born between October 23rd and November 21st.
Well, that's amazing, Sylvia. I'm really impressed. Did you know my birthday was October the 31st?
Yours?
Say, will you do me a favor? Call the police.
The names of tonight's cast and a scene from next week's Crisis in just a minute. Scorpio Rising featured Mark Wayne as Norman Anthony, Paul Herlinger as Dad, Shirley Aries as Rita, and Pat French as Sylvia. This is your producer, Jim French, inviting you to be with us next week at this time when the Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.